I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.
Hello, everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got a really interesting show for you this evening, and we're going to try to get a lot of information covered in the next few minutes, and that will be concerning health and healing and specifics about developing a foundation for health in your life and also curing disease. Before we get started, I'd like to remind everyone that you can phone in, USA and Canada toll-free, and USA number is 887-876-5227. That's 887-876-5227. And in Canada, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And to begin with, I guess I'd like to mention that, as far as I'm aware, ET Yoga is the only place that I'm aware of that has made the connection between self-empowerment and healing. And we do this in a very practical way. And to get started on the key points of this whole issue about health and healing, the starting point in my mind comes when you know that you are responsible only for what you believe and what you feel. And when you know that others are responsible only for what they feel and believe, that feelings and beliefs about reality can only come from within, from what each person chooses to believe. There is no longer shame or blame or guilt or self-hatred. Then you have the opportunity to believe and create your life in any way you choose, in a good way that works for you. You no longer believe it if others try to blame you, and you no longer blame anyone else for your life. That is being the creator of your life. You choose consciously, not unconsciously, what you want to believe. You perceive yourself and life and others in a way that is positive and allows life to work harmoniously for you. If you remain a victim, in victim consciousness, things don't change, because victims never heal. How can they, if they never accept that they are the ones responsible for creating life that way in the first place? You can't change something if you don't think you created it to begin with, or if you don't believe that you even have the power to create or change anything. Victims remain stuck, thinking it's someone else's fault, and that someone else has the power over their life to create their life in a certain way instead of themselves. As soon as I give up 100% responsibility for creating my own reality, as soon as I give up the responsible role, as soon as I think someone is doing something to me, I have become a victim. Others' responses to me are, in reality, only a reflection of my own energy, a reflection of whatever energy I am putting out or have inside of me. So the starting point in developing a healthy attitude is, first off, to stop being a victim. And the important critical point here is to take heart in what a lot of extraterrestrial information has pointed out over the last decades, and that is that thought creates. and that you have power. And as soon as you give up your power, you become a victim. And this whole idea of power really comes down to this. Any area that you're having a problem in your life, if you really put analysis and the light on it, what you're going to find out is that that's an area where you gave away your power. And unfortunately, in the medical field and in medical situations, we've gotten into the habit of just totally giving our power away. And unfortunately, when you give power away, most of the time, you get abused and become victims. And this is really at the heart of this whole issue, that if you really want to heal yourself, if you're into the belief system that most people have been raised with, where we turn our power over to the medical institutions and doctors, then basically you're not going to be a self-healer. And on my website at Healing the Known and the Unknown, I make it very clear right in the outset that, you know, if your belief system is very traditional and you believe in prognosis, diagnosis, and chemotherapy and all these brutal treatments that are out there, then go to your doctor. You know, all beliefs are equally valid. And everyone can't be a self-healer. But there are millions and millions of people out there that can be self-healers that don't need to be dependent upon the medical system. And given the right information with their spiritual growth, they can cure anything. I mean, we're all aware of the placebo effect, and we're all aware that about 35% of people cure things from placebo pills and or make huge differences in their conditions with things that logically should make no difference in their health at all. And belief is at the center of this whole issue, which belief is at the center of every issue. So to start off with, let's be clear that there are a couple of key concepts, and one of those key concepts is unconditional love. And Bashar has said, no matter what techniques that you use, without a certain feeling of being loved and being valued, you can't really expect, you know, too much in the way of results. And that's another foundational concept here, that the whole universe was created with unconditional love. We are supported through that energy of unconditional love, which supports us in our beliefs. And also, correspondingly, gives us a feeling of being valued and loved. And that is a must. And people can say that's, you know, airy-fairy or philosophical or whatever, but the fact is that it's true. And unless you feel valued and loved, then, you know, all the techniques in the world aren't going to help much. And if you continue to want to be a victim, you're not going to be doing self-healing. So the ultimate point is, you know, are you going to be the one that takes responsibility for your life, or are you going to be a victim? And so you just need to make that decision. That's critical. Now, another thing that really is at the heart of this whole issue is one that I personally struggle with, and I'm sure that many people do, and that's in the area of judgment. Because judgment really is at the heart of disease, of the whole issue of disease. And the reason being, and I'll quote from Mother Mary on this one, and the quote is this, the definition of disease. All disease is caused by the denial of negativity within, holding an erroneous belief system, especially in a suppressed or expressed form, creates an environment of internal discordance on a subconscious level. And over a period of time, denial of the judgment placed upon some aspect of oneself and then suppressed begins to alter the cellular structure of the area of the body where the memory of the event or circumstance is stored. This cellular alteration has been labeled disease. It is really emotional self-judgment. So if in fact, you know, as the extraterrestrials have pointed out as well, especially the Pleiadians, that all disease comes from dysfunctional emotion and thought creates our outer reflection, then clearly judgment's at the heart of creating disease. And there's just no other way about this. We've been so trained to judge everything that it's just become ingrained in our way of thinking. And ultimately, none of us has any room to judge anybody. We've all, in past incarnations or in previous times, we've all been everything. And we don't have a right to judge anybody else's progress. We've all been at different stages ourselves. There's just no room for judgment. And yet it's one of the predominant energies in our world today. That and victimhood. So putting this concept together, and I'm trying to make sense of all these fundamental issues that are at the core of the problem of first creating disease and then curing it, you have to realize that you need to feel loved, you have to not be a victim, and you have to start working on this concept of not judging. And part of the answer to this judgment issue is to kick judgment up into a higher vibration. And when I mean kick it up into a higher vibration, I mean you have to start working on acceptance. And because acceptance is the higher vibration of judgment. It's beyond forgiveness because forgiveness implies that something has been done wrong. Whenever I look at it from being the creator and not the victim, I see that acceptance says that all is happening perfectly, just as it is, because whatever is happening enables us to grow. If I sincerely look at it as perfect, just the way it is, I immediately move into the energy of love, trust, and peace. Then there's no longer any judgment. It is at that point that I reclaim my power and then can use my power to change the event if I choose to do so. So, judgment is clearly at the root cause of creating disease in the first place. So working on acceptance is clearly a very, very, very beneficial, you know, as is the emotions of unconditional love, gratitude, and compassion, which have been proven scientifically to boost the immune system incredibly. These are the antidotes, to the emotions that are antidotes to disease. These are the emotions when these are the predominant ones in your life, make you immune to disease. So, to quote another Lisa from the Arcturians, she basically says that all wars, all negativity in the world today, the root cause of all of it is in judgment. So when we start talking about healing and curing disease, these are the key issues. We created the issues ourselves. We create, and we have to take responsibility for creating the disease. You didn't just catch something out of the blue. The world doesn't work that way because there's no accidents. So this evening, we're going to spend some time at the top of the show, first going over some foundational aspects for creating good health in your life. We're going to talk about mystery school secrets, at least they have been secrets for a long time and were finally released a couple years ago. Some of them have leaked out, but to tie this concept together with what specific attitudes, concepts, need to be understood about how 3D functions. And then we're going to talk about some specific ways to heal and cure. And I'll now go into a list of foundational, and there are only six on the list. And these are the foundations of good health. And according to Bashar, the human body has the capacity to heal 99.9% of disease issues. That means it has the potential or the capacity. If the human body is functioning optimally, it can cure anything. It's programmed to heal. And in our age, we've become so dependent on other people and giving our power away that we've really lost track of the amazing ability of the human body to heal itself. And, you know, whenever we talk about these six basic concepts for creating a foundation of health, they're all very simple. The problem is not many people actually do them, or at least do them all. Here's the first one, and that's oxygen. Oxygenation of the system is fundamental. And that's why Bashar, the Pleiadians, everybody recommend that everyone get involved with some sort of a deep breathing program. And, of course, when I think of deep breathing, the first thing that comes to my mind is the yogic pranayamas. And that's a great way to get the proper oxygenation that you need in your system. Apparently, the quality of the air, even around the earth, is really not that great. And we're being, you know, bombarded with sprays and all kinds of chemicals and things. And clearly, oxygen is key to super oxygenate the system. We all know that how important it is to the blood. And through pranayamas, that's a great way to deal with the issue of oxygen. And, of course, getting out into nature, if you have the potential to do that, that's a super way as well. But in about 15 or 20 minutes of proper deep breathing exercises, you can take care of your oxygen issue. Hydration of the system is next. Symptoms are thirst. And the body operates like a battery. Dehydration keeps toxins from being flushed. So you should drink like 1 to 2 quarts of water per day. And this whole issue of water is major. And, of course, pure water would be ideal. Putting great vibrations into water, and if you're an ET yoga listener, you've heard us give lots of techniques about how you can maximize the use of water in your life. Because again, on the flip side, we're getting bombarded with fluorides in water. And I know specifically between San Diego and LA, I think about 6 months ago, the fluoride levels were tripled. And I mean, this is really, to me, you know, amazing, because cut to the chase here, fluoride is toxic waste. You know, and instead of companies having to pay to try to dispose of some of this toxic waste, I mean, we get the public to pay for it to dump it in our public water supplies under the guise of protecting us from tooth decay. So, you know, if you're drinking fluoride water, my suggestion is try to find another way. Exercise. Well, movement pumps the body and allows for revitalization and maintenance of strength. So exercise, we all know. And for those who are doing all the super diets out there, only one super diet I know of, and that's eat less, exercise more. The fourth one, and that's huge, and that's reduction of stress. Because letting go of situations that no longer serve you, or finding something more joyful and exciting, especially as this relates to your job and relationships. So stress in our lives is definitely a huge issue. The next one, eliminations of toxins already in the body. And I know that years ago, you know, people never thought about, you know, detoxing programs, but this includes the cleansing rituals to eliminate pesticides and heavy metals. And Bashar recommends the product sold at American Botanical Pharmacy in California with regards to detox programs. He even goes so far as to say that 85% of bodily disease is due to the buildup of toxins. The body is capable of miraculous healing after a thorough detox and then fueling the body with organic foods. And also the American Botanical Pharmacy has the superfoods there as well, all organic, and giving you all the proper vitamins and minerals to make your body function optimally. And Dr. Schultz also concurs in his experience over the last, a couple of decades, that about 85% of all symptoms have just disappeared with proper detoxification. And, I mean, can you imagine in our world today that if everybody in the country, for example, did a thorough detoxification, that 85% of symptoms would go away? Probably put a big dent in the pharmaceutical industry's profits, but you know, if we're really looking about for improving people's health, to my way of thinking, when you went to a physical doctor, somebody that's supposed to care about your health, the first thing you'd tell them would be go get a thorough detoxification. Okay, that would be my thought on that subject. Now, lightening up the diet is the sixth one, and what does lightening up the diet mean? Well, it means to eat less foods that contain hormones and toxic substances that are injected in food. It means eating more vegetables and organic foods that are more like water, allowing for cleansing of the system and generally less food. And my new slogan is that vegetarian's not enough. In this day and age, organic is clearly the optimum. I mean, if there's just no way that in your area it's available or you can afford it, well, then you do the best you can. But the pesticides and the chemicals, not to mention genetic engineering, now part of the food process. Yes, I'm going to go out on a big limb here and say that biogenetic foods are not good for you. They're not good for your immune system or in general. And I know there's, you know, arguments out there on pros and cons of biogenetic food, but I've been told that as much as 70% of the food supply now is already biogenetic, and we don't even know it. So, you know, these are huge issues. These are the foundations of health. These are the ideas that need to be taught to all children as they're growing up, that these are the fundamental concepts to developing a basis for health. And when I check around just with the people I know, that because I kind of know their lifestyles and what they do, I know that, you know, some of the people do, you know, a couple of these or three or four. Very few people I know do all six. It's called you need to do these if you're trying to create a foundation of health. That means all of them. And it also means that if you're trying to heal something, you must do all of them. I mean, when you create a problem in your life, what you'll find is probably there was some problem in one or more of these areas to begin with. So those are the basic foundational structures of health. Now, when we start talking about some of the mystery school teachings about the ultimate truths of reality and the concepts that you need to understand to become self-empowerment, we talked about the first one, and that was that the universe was created with unconditional love, and this is the frequency that your higher self is aligned with. So if you want to be more in alignment with your higher self, you need to be reflecting more unconditional love. Also, your experience in 3D dimensional reality is based on your thoughts, beliefs, and definitions. Your outer reality is a mirror reflection, and that's just not some literal, you know, concept or a sentence. That means it really is a mirror image. It's just a fancy mirror. It's a holographic three-dimensional mirror that reflects your thoughts, beliefs, and definitions. So you need to get involved with finding out what are your beliefs, especially if you're getting a reflection that you want to change. Third, you're 100% responsible for your experience. And that doesn't mean you're to blame. It means you have the ability to respond. Because you created it, you have the power to fix it. So blaming and complaining and justification all create victimhood. If you want to know if you're in a state of victimhood, then you'll know you are if you are blaming anybody, complaining, or justifying your situation. That reflects victimhood. Or when you feel that you're powerless, creates victimhood. Fourth, all events are inherently neutral. We place value judgments on external events. Now, this is just huge, because if you really think about it, the same event can mean many things to different people. But we somehow have this consensus belief that everybody experiences the same things in the same way. Well, we don't. Everything comes in neutrality. We place the judgment on it. And this is another one of what I call one of the first base core things about if you want to develop self-healing in your life, is to realize that not only are you responsible, but you just need to work on this whole idea about judgment and placing a positive spin on your circumstance. That's the fundamental starting point in healing disease. Throw a positive spin on the situation. And Bashar has really focused on this a lot over the last year, and he's come out basically with, you know, mantras. Outer circumstances don't matter. Only my state of being matters. What state of being do I prefer? If you prefer joy, then act on a circumstance from that perspective. Act on it from joy. I don't care how negative it is. I know that's hard to do, and it's a lot easier when you're not in a crisis situation. But if you start practicing it when you're not in a crisis situation, it'll become second nature. The formula is positive judgment or emotional spin in, positive experience out. Negative emotional judgment in, negative experience is what the result will be. And I've challenged people for week after week after week on ET Yoga, try this. Just try it. You'll see it works. It'll just blow your mind. You actually control the outcome. You have the power. Events do not come with built-in meaning. And if you're going to start off trying to heal anything that's disease-related, the first starting point is throw a positive spin on the situation. In other words, emotionally, you will believe, no matter if you can see how it's going to come out positive in the end, even if you can't, just try to be open enough to say, okay, I'm going to throw a positive spin on this emotionally, and something good's going to come of this. Just say that to yourself. And the better you get at it, the more you just become so confident that that works that you'll just throw a very joyful spin on it and know that ultimately it will come out with a positive ending. That's the key. That's the starting point. And at maxwellgreensight.com, Healing the Known and the Unknown, I mean, I go into lots of detail. My e-books, you know, take you right through step by step the mental processes that you need to develop in terms of identifying belief and healing disease. So if you're looking for a place where it's kind of all mapped out and you can sit down and take your time going through the written paperwork, that's where to find it, Healing the Known and the Unknown. So throwing emotional positive spin, huge. Now, when you run energy through positive beliefs, which are in alignment with your higher self, the results are positive emotions like love, joy, excitement, and magic and peace. When you run energy through negative beliefs, which are not in alignment with your higher self, the results are negative emotions like hate, anger, negativity, negative synchronicity, and disharmony. And this all comes about with the emotional judgments as well. And also connects to fear. And the bottom line is that all fear is based on some kind of false judgment. because there is only one vibration in this universe, and that's unconditional love. Fear is the illusion of the absence of love. And all fear, is based on false judgment. This is either self-judgment like guilt or shame or outward judgment. In order to conquer fear, you have to conquer illusion. And thus, personal sovereignty or coming into your own power, that's where it connects with healing disease. Because disease cannot exist without judgment. And when we function at a level of consciousness without judgment, disease cannot exist. That's fundamental. And by the way, when the earth ascends into the next dimension, disease will not exist because it cannot exist at that higher frequency. So at least that's something very positive to look forward to. And I think it's also important to realize, again, that acceptance is the higher vibration of judgment. It's beyond forgiveness because forgiveness implies something has been done wrong. And acceptance says that all is happening perfectly just as it is because whatever is happening enables us to grow. So some of these fundamental concepts of self-empowerment and to relate those as well, those fundamental concepts of self-empowerment, for those who are looking on the internet and would like to check out the College of Christ Consciousness, and this is a channeling from Gene Hatch of Mother Mary's Ultimate Truths of Reality. The Ultimate Truths of Reality also concur with the information I just gave, absolutely corresponding. And some of those points are that, here's one, nothing can be in my reality unless I create it. Because no one can create in my reality but me, it is not possible for anything nor anyone to be in my reality unless I attract it there. I attract through my beliefs. Everything in my reality is created by my beliefs. As aspects of the all that is, prime creator God, I create my own personal reality as God creates through thought. Everything begins with thought. Next, I have an emotional reaction to the thought. Thought plus emotion creates beliefs from which perceptions, behaviors, and patterns of response are formed. My perceived reality is thus constructed out of these personal belief systems. Nothing can be thrust upon me. I invite everything into my awareness through my thinking. It is my believing that makes it so. And believing is, to my mind, everything. Belief creates the outer experience. And as a creator, I'm 100% responsible for everything I create. It is not possible for anyone nor anything other than me to be responsible for my experience if I'm the only one who can create in my reality. And the flip side of that is, to my way of thinking, anybody who wants to protect you is actually creating you as a victim. And that's in any area of your life. There's only one person you need to be protected from, and that's you. Another interesting concept on that list. Everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. There are no accidents. Nothing happens by chance. Since everything that is created has a reason and a purpose, then the concept of an accident must be an illusion designed to avoid taking responsibility for the creation. I'm going to repeat that one because we are all so caught up in, oh, things just happened by chance and this was all an accident. Nothing is an accident because everything that is created has a reason and a purpose. Then the concept of an accident must be an illusion designed to avoid taking responsibility for the creation. I create 100% of the time. I have the power to choose whether I apply that 100% toward creating what I want or energizing what I don't want. As an aspect of the infinite creator, I too am infinitely and constantly creating. How I choose to flow my thoughts and emotions determines what I attract into my world. And to concur with Bashar and his all events are neutral. Specific words on the Mother Mary top 20 list. All events are neutral. There are no negative experiences, although I can choose to define any experience as negative. Therefore, if I am experiencing negativity in my life, then I have chosen it. Negative or positive definitions are a personal choice of a valued judgment placed on any given situation or event for the purpose of the experience. Since nothing can be in my reality unless I create it, then if it is there and it is negative, then I have chosen for it to be there and I have chosen to perceive it as negative. I always have another choice. Again, concurring with Bashar and unconditional love. There is only one vibration, love. Fear is the illusion of the absence or lack of love. Another one from the Mother Mary list. I cannot be in fear unless I believe that whatever I fear has more power than I do. Believing that anything or anyone else has more power than I do is the erroneous belief that causes all fear. I think that bears repeating. I cannot be in fear unless I believe that whatever I fear has more power than I do. Believing that anything or anyone else has more power than I do is the erroneous belief that causes all fear. There are no victims, there are only lessons. If God is all that is and there is only one of us here, victim and victimizer are the same one idea. Whichever role I choose to be in any situation is mirroring to me the false beliefs I hold inside for the purpose of uncovering them. Left unrevealed and unacknowledged, my erroneous beliefs will attract to me their energy equivalent in physical form. To alter the manifested effect of my error thinking, I only need to change my perception and release all judgment, which is the cause of my creation that is being mirrored to me. All apparent victim-victimizer situations offer me the opportunity to overcome judgment and learn about my oneness. Again, taking us back to this whole concept of judgment. And every person, place, or thing of which I become aware is a mirror and has the potential to be a gift. 3D reality is a projection of the mind of God and therefore an illusion. My personal version of this illusion, based on my perceptions, is projected from my personal mind and is mirrored back to me in everything I become aware of for the purpose of knowing which emotions and judgments I hold inside and for understanding what it is that I do believe. There are no limitations. If I have an experience that I define as a limitation, it is happening as a result of the way I think. The appearance of all limitation is merely an effect of error thinking. God has no limitations, and as an aspect of God, neither do I, unless I believe that I do. In which case, I will create the appearance of limitation as a direct result of my belief. And what else would disease be but a limitation of sorts? So now we've talked about, you know, the practical aspects of some of the key mental components of what causes disease and some of the rules around 3D reality, the world that we function in and how it really functions. And if you want to get into the aspect now of healing certain types of disease, you need to trace back in your own belief system the cause. And of course, in the traditional medical sense, when we go for diagnosis, we never talk about the cause, or very little time is spent there. We're mostly interested in covering up problems and taking pills and things to cover up the issues. But if you're going to do self-healing, you have to be prepared to do the inner work. And the inner work involves becoming aware of what causes the problem. Which chakra is the diseased area closest to? What sort of situations are reflected by that issue? And again, the body, when something is wrong, it's telling us there's an area here that needs attention. And there's a belief, clearly, an emotional problem that causes this outer reflection. So we need to get tuned to our inner beliefs and to be honest with ourselves and to take responsibility, because when you take that responsibility, then you have the power to change it. That's the key concept. And when you identify, and usually guilt or blame, self-blame, these are the areas to really focus on, freeing up this energy can also free up the outer reflection. And many times what we're striving for is some kind of a tool on the outside that can be useful in giving us the idea that we believe that we're being cured. Because if we could believe it right away, it'd just be gone. But the way most of us think, we sort of need some process to go through before we ultimately feel that we're cured. And as Bashar would say, you know, that process takes as long as you believe it takes. And with respect to some of those tools, of course, I've mentioned many times on the ET Yoga Show, I've mentioned about the Egyptian healing rods, because they're important in terms of stimulating the immune system. And when you're talking about anything that's useful in terms of curing, of course, there are a couple of other factors, I think, environmentally, television being one, that lowers the frequency of the immune system. That if you're really sincerely involved with trying to do some self-healing, my suggestion is don't be watching 30 to 40 hours of television, and the subliminals that are in effect there as well, programming you, as well as similarly on the internet, if you're on the internet, has a similar subliminal message effect as television. So my thought there would be minimize that as much as humanly possible if you're trying to involve with self-healing. And those of you, I know I've done a whole special section on cancer in my ebooks that are available at maxwellgreensite.com, Healing the Known and the Unknown. But one of the products, for example, that I think you can have some belief in, because there's been research on this with about 25 different types of cancers, is Powdarco tea. It's also called Tahibo. And so if you're looking for a product to believe in and then cancer's the issue, that's a good one to look at. If you're looking at stomach issues, gastrointestinal disorder, that kind of thing, my suggestion are the aloe vera internally. And one of the ways you can do that is to grow aloe vera plants, take a leaf off and put some of the liquid into a container of honey, mix it up and have a couple teaspoons a day. Aloe vera has been known to have monoatomic elements. If you haven't heard about monoatomic elements, they're the light of life, the elixir of life. They're high spin electrons that actually not only neutralize disease but reprogram it. And they are found in a lot of natural foods and vegetables, green vegetables in particular, almond seeds, sea salt, kale, carrots. These monoatomics are amazing, and aloe vera has been known for years to be a great external healer. We know for cuts and bruises and things like this, but it has even a more amazing impact internally. And if you can find products with aloe vera for any kind of stomach issues. The Podarco tea, as I mentioned, is also great for any type of kidney infection or urinary infections. Amazingly quick healing powers in Podarco tea. And another great tip if looking for a product would be the idea to place crystals or moldavite in water. Because as Masaru Emoto has clearly proven, and has been confirmed by extraterrestrials, Sirians, Arcturians, Pleiadians, that water is a perfect reflector of consciousness. And we're mostly water. And what, I mean, crystals and moldavite have a consciousness of their own. A consciousness of their own. And emit a vibration that is not even in this dimension. I mean, crystals are a transitional vibration from this dimension to the next. And moldavite operates at a way higher. I don't even know how to measure that on a scale. I know that Master Kathumi had given an analogy that the average person vibrates at about 400 cycles on whatever scale they were using, and very high spiritual people were at 900, and crystals vibrate at like 4,600, and moldavite vibrates at, who knows, it's extraterrestrial in nature. It's the star seed stone. And you can only imagine that if you really start to grasp this concept about how water is a perfect reflector of consciousness, and you actually go on Masaru Emoto's website and see how the molecular structure of water is actually changed through vibration, to see these beautiful crystal-like molecules when love and positive emotion is emitted into water, you can only imagine the beautiful crystals. I'd love to see some sometime of when water has these crystals or a moldavite placed in them, because it's almost like Christ in a bottle. I mean, the energy vibration is just, it's off the scale. So by placing this in your water and then drinking the water, I say, you know, give it a try. Another one of these things on ET Yoga, I'll say, I challenge you. Take an 18-liter gallon container of water or any large container of water and place crystals in the water or moldavite and then drink the water and see the results. So, and if you're having great results with that, I would just be thrilled to hear about it. And you can email me at paperfungo@yahoo.ca. That's paper as in paper, fungo, F-U-N-G-O, at yahoo.ca. So would just love to hear about you trying that one, or in any of your efforts to do the other one that we challenge people about, and that is by placing positive spin on negative, what we initially label as a negative situation. And I'd just love to hear how your progress with those two challenges goes, because in my own heart I feel that the end result there will be joy, because you'll see that works. And I know sometimes it's hard in today's world to especially in the new age, to when you're talking to people, to prove what you're saying or that anything really works. Well, those really work. And the beauty about the Masaru Emoto website is that you can see that by placing positive vibration in the water, it really works. It does change the outer circumstance. So those are just, you know, this is some hot tips about believing in some external things that can help you with the process of self-healing, and understanding the underlying principles about how we function in 3D. Now, I mentioned in advertising the show tonight that we were going to do a live DNA activation of the DNA template for perfect health and well-being as channeled through Archangel Michael. We're going to do that now. So to begin this activation, if you want to take part, breathe deeply and focus on your heart chakra. And as you feel the energy within your heart chakra, Feel how your higher chakras are open to the flow of energy from spirit. The crown is open, and then the brow and the throat and the heart. There is a clear flow of spirit from the higher realms and into your heart chakra. And so as you feel this flow of energy, breathe deeply and say to yourself, I am a cosmic human. I am a human angel bringing heaven to earth. And so as you feel the truth and perfection of who you are flowing into your being, allow your heart to open fully and to transmit the energies of unconditional love, compassion, and gratitude. Unconditional love accepts all and loves all. Unconditional love is based in total self-acceptance, for all is beautiful and created from the great love of the Source, and all is an expression of the love of the Source, for the loving energy of Source creates according to the desires and wishes that you express. So as you align with your perfection, you align with your template of perfection that was placed in your DNA by the Elohim angels who designed the human angelic form with all its potentials for you to explore. So allow yourself to feel the unconditional love that flows through you. Compassion is the energy that allows you to feel the path of others as if it were your own. For indeed, it is. For you are all one in your state of love and perfection. But as you live on the earth plane, you experience the blessing of individual consciousness, so as you are able to exercise compassion with love and bless the path and being of all who come into your life. For there is a reason for everything that you experience, for you are all one. Gratitude is the mirror image of the divine. For when you can look at all that you have created in your life and say that it is good, then you are truly working with the perfection of who you are. And when you express this gratitude, then your words and feelings flow to heaven as a blessing that flows back to you with more blessings and love. And so, dearest human angels, now move your consciousness into your physical being, starting with your mental body and the solar plexus chakra. Here you can say to yourself, I am ready to release all old energy, mental patterns that hold me back. I am ready to release all ideas and beliefs about limitation and lack, about pain and suffering, about low self-worth and judgment of self and others. In place of this, I am ready to embrace the new energy of love and abundance and joy. For as I clear away old patterns, I create space for the flow of unconditional love, compassion, and gratitude. To be expressed through my physical body, in ideas that create joy and abundance and love. This expresses the perfection of who I am. Now, dearest human angels, move your energy to the next level, to the emotional body and the sacral chakra. Now say to yourself, I am ready to release all old energy emotional patterns that produce fear, anger, anxiety, and stress. In their place, I am ready to embrace the new energy of love, peace, calm, and joy. I am ready to allow my emotional body to be used as an instrument to express the higher energies of unconditional love, compassion, and gratitude. All my emotions will be a reflection of these energies. This will express the beauty and the perfection of who I am. And finally, dearest human angels, allow your focus to move to your physical body and the base chakra. Say to yourself, I am ready to release all old ideas and energies and feelings and emotions about my physical body. I am ready to align with the template of perfect health and well-being that is within my DNA or physical Akashic records. And as I activate this template, I allow myself to experience perfect health and well-being. As I release all old energy ideas of guilt and punishment and unworthiness, I embrace the idea of my perfection and the knowledge that I can experience this perfection on the physical level as well. And so I ask that as this template is activated, that I am empowered to release all the old patterns of disease and degeneration that are encoded in the DNA as well, that they may be released and replaced by the perfect codes of the Elohim template for perfect health and well-being. for this will express on a physical level the perfection of who I am. And so, dearest human angels, as you finish these activations, breathe deeply and feel within yourself the true perfection of who you are. And as usual, at the end of ET Yoga shows, I'd like to wish you all full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance, and hope you tune in again next week. Good night.
Connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part